ಓಂ ಸಹನಾಭವತು ಸಹನೌ ಭುನಕ್ತು ಸಹವೀರ್ಯಂ ಕರವಾವಹೈ ತೇಜಸ್ವಿನಾವಧೀತಮಸ್ತು ಮಾ ವಿದ್ವಿಷಾವಹೈ ಓಂ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ.
ತೈತ್ರಿ ಉಪನಿಷತ್ ವಿಚ್ ಬಿಲಾಂಗ್ಸ್ ಟು ದಟ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಯಜುರ್ವೇದ. ಇಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಗಾಟ್ ಫೋರ್ ವಲ್ಲೀಸ್, ಶಿಕ್ಷಾವಲ್ಲಿ, ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಾನಂದವಲ್ಲಿ, ಭೃಗುವಲ್ಲಿ ಅಂಡ್ ನಾರಾಯಣವಲ್ಲಿ. ಶಂಕರಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ರಿಟನ್ ಕಮೆಂಟರೀಸ್ ಆನ್ ತ್ರೀ ವಲ್ಲೀಸ್, ಶಿಕ್ಷಾವಲ್ಲಿ, ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಾನಂದವಲ್ಲಿ ಅಂಡ್ ಭೃಗುವಲ್ಲಿ. ಹಿ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ರಿಟನ್ ಕಮೆಂಟರಿ. ವಿ ಆರ್ ಸ್ಟಡಿಯಿಂಗ್ ದೋಸ್ ವಲ್ಲೀಸ್ ಫಾರ್ ಹುಚ್ ಶಂಕರಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ರಿಟನ್ ಕಮೆಂಟರೀಸ್. ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಶಿಕ್ಷಾವಲ್ಲಿ ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಕಂಪ್ಲೀಟೆಡ್, ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಾನಂದವಲ್ಲಿ ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಕಂಪ್ಲೀಟೆಡ್, ಅಂಡ್ ನೌ ವಿ ಆರ್ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಎಂಟರ್ ಇನ್ ಟು ಭೃಗುವಲ್ಲಿ, ದ ಥರ್ಡ್ ವಲ್ಲಿ. ದಿಸ್ ವಲ್ಲಿ ಈಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಡೀಲ್ ವಿತ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮವಿದ್ಯಾ, ಬಟ್ ದಿಸ್ ವಲ್ಲಿ ಈಸ್ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಹೈಲೈಟ್ ದ ಸಾಧನಾಸ್, ದ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಟು ಅಟೈನ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಜ್ಞಾನ. ಬ್ರಹ್ಮವಿದ್ಯಾ ಈಸ್ ಅಟೈನಬಲ್, ಪಾಸಿಬಲ್ ಫಾರ್ ದೋಸ್ ಸ್ಟೂಡೆಂಟ್ಸ್ ಹೂ ಆರ್ ಕ್ವಾಲಿಫೈಡ್. Upanishad is going to highlight those sadhanas. What are those sadhanas? In two topics we can see in this valli. One is jnana sadhanani. Jnana sadhanani, the means to attain self knowledge. Sadhana means means, means for what? To attain self-knowledge. Brahma Jnana Sadhanani. The second topic is Jnana Phalam. What is the benefit of that self-knowledge? Brahma Jnana Phalam. We know what is that Phalam. Soshnute Sarvan Kaman Saha. All his desires will be fulfilled. Dukkha Nivrittina. Sorrow-free life. These are the two topics. Now, just I will give that introduction to that first topic and second topic. Then we go to elaborate mantra-wise. Jnana Sadhanani. That preparatory disciplines, they are called preparatory disciplines. You can understand preparatory means that which prepares the person. Those disciplines which are going to prepare the person is called preparatory disciplines, in the presence of which alone Brahmajnanam will take place. In spite of studying scriptures, Gita, Upanishads, for a length of time, all people cannot get knowledge because they are not equipped themselves. The prerequisite qualifications are not there. For those people, Brahmajnanam won't come. Even they sit in front of the nose of the teacher. Under the nose of the teacher, they sit also, it won't come. Suppose a student is having qualifications, Shama, Dhamma, Sadhana, Chetushtaya, Sampatti, Viveka, Vairagyam, all the good qualities are there, even that student sits somewhere in the corner of the class, not writing notes, not at all doing anything, but that student will get knowledge. Why? Because that student is deserved. Deserved. So when we are sitting in front of the teacher, when we are writing notes, that much means how much you must be qualified in qualifications. Upanishad knows how difficult that Brahma Vidya, which has already given in second valley. What was the second valley? Adikulla Marakalayo Peru Brahmananda Valley, Brahma Valley. That Brahmananda Valley, terse subject is not so easy to grasp without disciplines. Therefore, Upanishad, keeping that in the mind, Upanishad is presenting, highlighting again sadhanas, preparatory sadhanas. Again, three preparatory disciplines. In the disciplines itself, there are three preparatory disciplines. Jnana sadhanani and jnana phalam, two topics. In that jnana sadhanani itself, there are three types of sadhanas. What are those sadhanas? Sadhanas are also two types again. Okay, sadhanas are there, but in that sadhanas also there are two types. Sakshat sadhanam, parampara sadhanam. Direct means and indirect means. Some means are very directly they help us, and some of them are indirectly they help us. For example, you know, Gita students, Karma Yoga is indirect sadhanam for moksha. Upasana Yoga is an indirect sadhanam for moksha. Whereas Jnana Yoga is the direct means for moksha. Jnana Yoga is the sakshat karanam. Jnana Yoga means what? Shravana, manana, nididhyasanam is Jnana Yoga, is the direct means. Whereas Karma Yoga, Upasana Yoga are arat upakarakam, paramparaya, gradually. Arat are paramparaya, not directly. Meditation cannot give directly the knowledge. Even social service cannot give you liberation. What will give liberation? Only Shravanam, listening to scriptures. That alone gives direct liberation, direct means that alone. That is called Sakshat Sadhanam. Vakya Vichara Panchakosha Viveka is direct means. Upasana, Visa, Samhita Upasana in the Shikshavalli, Pangta Brahma Upasana, Akasha, Hridayakasha Upasana. There are so many Upasanas, Visa, all of them are only means. All rituals are only means for Chitta Shuddhi. Chitta Shuddhi Dwara you get Guru Prapti, from Guru Prapti you get Shastra Prapti, from Shastra Prapti you get liberation. Moksha, freedom from limitations, freedom from insecurity, freedom from unhappiness. That is possible only through Sruti Vichara, Vakya Vichara. So therefore, what are those Sakshat Sadhanani, what are those indirect Parampara Sadhanani, Upanishad is going to deal in this chapter. Bhrigavalli. What is the first sadhana given in this valley is tapas. Tapas is the first sadhana given. The word tapas or tapaha is used to convey the idea. Here, general meaning of tapas is penance. Varieties of penance is called tapas. All vratams are called tapas. But here, Upanishad gives a different meaning for tapas. What is that? Tapas means inquiry, vichara, analysis is called tapas, not meditation, not any vratam. Therefore, Upanishad repeats continuously again and again, tapasa brahma vijignyasasva, tapasa brahma vijignyasasya, tapo brahmeti, like that tapa 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 comes many times here in this valley. So four times that tapas word come here. This is repeated almost in every section of that valli. Tapas is one sadhana highlighted in the form of a Vedantic enquiry. What enquiry? Vedo enquiry pandakudad. We have already doing lot of enquiries. Self enquiry. We have to do self enquiry. Atma vichara. Enquiry means vichara, not Tamil vichara. That already we have. We need not do separately. Okay. Self enquiry means, self means atma. Enquiry means vichara. So atma vichara. Atma vichara one has to do. That is the meaning of tapas. So that is the meaning here. Sakshat sadhanam. Then the second sadhanam is, the second topic in these sadhanas. First topic in the sadhanas. What sadhanas? Sakshat sadhanam, arat sadhanas lo. First topic is direct means tapas. Now the second topic is parampara sadhanani. Jnana sadhanani, jnana phalam, main division. The jnana sadhanani la again three topics. First topic lo three topics. Clear though? I hope I am not confusing you. The whole valli divided into two topics. Jnana sadhanani, jnana phalam. Again, jnana sadhanani divided into three topics based on direct means and indirect means. Okay, tapas is the direct means, first topic. Subdivision in the first topic. What is the second topic in the first division? Jnana sadhanani, parampara sadhanani. Indirect means. Indirect means, they are in the form of upasanani, meditation. Upasya devata cannot give directly liberation. How many hours you do meditation, that devata cannot come and give, bhakta, I am so happy for your devotion and meditation. May you take liberation. I am happy for your devotion. Take liberation. No devata can give. Impossible. First, let us understand this. Many, many upasakas, meditation people who are doing, they think meditation will give the ultimate. They think meditation means spirituality. Yoga means spirituality. Spirituality means dhyanam. Dhyanam for what? Self-realization. Meditation can never give self-realization. What gives self-realization? Tuition will give self-realization. What is tuition? This is called tuition. You have come for tuition. Tuition means what? Class. You have to sit in the class. You have to study from a teacher. That alone gives self-knowledge. See the beauty here. I want self-knowledge. Self-knowledge alone is self-realization. Self-knowledge is possible by studying. Okay, knowledge, any knowledge is possible only by study. Meditation law, what knowledge will come? Tell me. Meditation law, what knowledge will come? Where is the possibility of knowledge to take place in the meditation? People never think. That's why thinking people only get self-knowledge. Thinking people alone get self-knowledge. All Vedantic students are supposed to be thinking people. If they are not thinking, the teacher will make them to think. Ippadi solli, all reasons are logical. After seeing them only correctly, clearly, this is possible only by knowledge. That is why upasana devata never give jnanam. Devata produce congenial conditions. Conditions for enquiry. What Devata does, appadinu solli meditation vendama swamini, upasana panna vendama, upasana is not going to give any knowledge. Then why to do upasana? Devi upasana, Devata upasana, why we have to do? No, we have to do. Meditation is must. Devata upasana is must. Ishta Devata dhyanam is must. Because that Devata blessings only help us to get the quality mind to do enquiry. Suppose if you have not done any upasana in this Janma, but still you are doing enquiry and you have completed in previous Janma Nartha. Clear then? If you are already doing upasana now in this Janma, wonderful. You have not done upasana in this Janma, but you like to listen to Shastra, na? You have completed the upasana in the previous birth. Otherwise, you can't sit in this class. To sit in this class itself is very, very tough. Therefore, ordinary students cannot come and sit in this class. That's why I take every student is a very, very punyavan. lot of punya. You do not know that. I know that. No? நான் என்ன பாப பண்ணானோ என்ன பாப பண்ணானோன்னு சொல்லுவா ஸ்டூடெண்ட்ஸ். நான் சொல்லுவேன், ஒன்றும் பாப பண்ணல, என்னோட கிளாஸுக்கு வந்தா சின்ன உட்கார்ந்தானா, ஹீஸ் த புண்ணியவான் அர்த்தம். அதர்வைஸ் தட் ஸ்டூடெண்ட் கெனாட் கம் டு தைத்ரி உபனிஷத் கிளாஸ். பட் தட் ஃபீலிங் வில் பி தேர் இன் தட் ஸ்டூடெண்ட் மைண்ட், டசன்ட் மேட்டர், பட் தட் வில் கோ அவே ஸ்லோலி. இட்ஸ் நாட் ஸோ ஈஸி டு கெட் தட் திங்கிங் கெப்பாசிட்டி. How it came? Because of that Ambal Upasana or that Swami Upasana, some God Upasana I have done. Because of that Devata blessings only I got this. And the culmination. This is called what? Parampara Sadhanam. Therefore, never criticize anybody is doing meditation, Upasana. Never criticize them. They are all in process. If we have not done upasana and still you feel difficult to listen in the Shastra, continue the upasana. Do upasana now onwards, at least. You can improve your meditation to intensify your grasping power. Ippum pannalam meditation. Pannanum. Dhyanam pannanum. Adha upasana. So, that jnana prapyartham, guru prapti, Shravana Prapti. How is it possible? Upasana Dwara. Upasana Dwara, Guru Prapti, Shravana Prapti, Manana Prapti, Nididhyasana Prapti. Then only I can come to class and sit quietly for 1 hour. Mind has to be available for 1 hour. I must have a free mind for 1 hour. For that, who prepared you? Bhagavan. Otherwise, நிம்மதியாக உட்கார முடியுமா? Here. So, all other things Bhagavan has taken care of. That's why he has given the time for you to listen this 1 hour. So, thank him. Okay? Thank your husband also, wife also. That's okay. But thank him also, Bhagavan. Then, third topic is Vratani. Vows. Some vows we have to take up. Vows means, like a vratta means what? Vow, taking a vow. Today I will not speak. Today I don't take salt. Today I will do full maunam. Like that some vratams. I do fasting till fully. These are all called vratams. Like that some vratams Upanishad is going to point out. For what? Again sadhana. That's why all our vratams are not useless. They're all prescribed by Shastra in keeping with some benefit in the mind. அது நமக்கு தெரியாது. என்னமோ பண்ணுறோம், டயட்டிங்கு ஃபாஸ்டிங்கு எல்லாமே ஒன்று தான் நமக்கு. டயட்டிங் இஸ் நோ காட் இஸ் இன்வால்வ்ட் இன் டயட்டிங். Nowadays, if you take that people who are all dieting, really what they are doing? Dieting, and they are not taking food. It is fasting. Fasting is, God is involved in fasting. In dieting, there is no God involvement. It is irreligious. This is religious. What is the benefit? Same benefit. Benefit is same. Not taking food, benefit is same. The stomach is empty and good, healthy and matter. One day you give rest to the stomach, healthy. The weight will be reduced. You know? That is good. But this person is getting double benefit. Who does as a fasting? Fasting pandranaki ekadasi, dvadasi, fasting pandranaki, Bhagavan nenitsi, puja panni, dhyana pandi, pandra. அதனால இவனுக்கு என்ன பெனிஃபிட் என்ன? உடம்பும் நல்லது, மனசுக்கு நல்லது. இவனுக்கு என்னடான்னா, உடம்புக்கு மட்டும்தான் நல்லது. நவ் சீ த டிஃபரன்ஸ் பிட்வீன் ரிலிஜியஸ் லைஃப் அண்ட் மெட்டீரியலிஸ்டிக் லைஃப். அனதர் விரதம் இஸ் ஆல்சோ பிரதக்ஷணம். ஐ வாண்ட் டு டூ சோ மெனி சோ பிரதக்ஷணம்ஸ் டு த லார்ட். இந்த அளவுக்கு பிரதக்ஷணம் பண்ணோம்னா ஐ ஹவ் கவுண்டிங், யூனோ 40 கவுண்ட்ஸ் ஆர் லைக் தட் கவுண்டிங் ஆர் ஜப்பா கவுண்டிங் பண்ணலாம், தப்பு இல்லை. அது கவுண்ட் பண்ணும் போது ஐ டூ பிரதக்ஷணம், ஹவு மெனி ரவுண்ட்ஸ் ஐ ஹவ் டன் பிரதக்ஷணம், 40, 45, லைக் திஸ் இன் திஸ் விசா பாலாஜி இன் ஹைதராபாத் பீப்புள் கோ ஆன் ரவுண்டிங் அண்ட் தே கிவ் ஒன் பேப்பர் ஃபர்ஸ்ட் ரவுண்டுக்கு ஒன் பின் இந்த மில்க் பூத்தில் தட் பர்சன் அந்த டேட்டுக்கு இப்படி பஞ்சு போடுவா இல்லையா, தே டூ பஞ்சிங் அண்ட் ஃபார் எவ்ரி ரவுண்டுக்கு லைக் தட் தே கவுண்ட், தே கிவ் ஏ கார்டு ஆல்சோ. ஸோ எவ்ரி ரவுண்டுக்கு ஒரு பஞ்ச், எவ்ரி ரவுண்டுக்கு ஒரு பஞ்ச். எதுக்குடான்னா, ஐ வாண்ட் டு கோ டு அமெரிக்கா. திஸ் இஸ் ரியலி, ஐ சா த டெம்பிள் அண்ட் ஆல் ஆர் யங்ஸ்டர்ஸ், நோ ஒயிட் ஹேர் யூ கேன் சி தேர், ஆல் ஆர் பிளாக் ஹேர் ஓன்லி, அண்டர்ஸ்டுட், பிளாக் ஹேர் என்ன, ஆல் யங்ஸ்டர்ஸ் பிட்வீன் 19 and 25 ஏஜ் குரூப். யூ சி த ஸ்பீட் தே டூ பிரதர்ஷனம். I was standing aside and watching the whole drama. It was very, very interesting. All of them, they go on telling Govinda, Govinda, Govinda and do that. Totally materialistic. Counting how many pradakshinams. But whereas in normal religious life, person do that pradakshinam. While doing pradakshinam, what he does in Bhagavan Nama, Japa, how many pradakshinams I have done, no count. How many japas I have done, no count. இந்த ஒரு டிக் டிக் ஒன்று இருக்குதுங்க, ஜபம் பண்ணும்போது அதுக்கு ஒரு டிக் டிக் இப்போ பண்ண கவுண்ட்ஸ் தெரியும். இதெல்லாம் தேவையே இல்லை ஆக்சுவலாக. ஜப்பா கவுண்டிங், பிரதக்ஷினா கவுண்டிங், ஃபார் ஹூ சே கவுண்டிங், பகவான் இஸ் த பெஸ்ட் கவுண்டர். ஹீ வில் கவுண்ட், வை யூ ஹாவ் டு கவுண்ட். கவுண்ட் பண்ண என்ன ஆயிடுதுன்னா, மைண்ட் இஸ் டிஸ்ட்ராக்டட், பெட்டர் நாட் டு கவுண்ட். ஒன்ஸ் தட் ஜப்பா இஸ் இன்டென்சிஃபைடு, யூ ஹவ் கான் டு தட் எக்ஸ்டென்ட், யுவர் மைண்ட் வில் அட்டைன் எ பீஸ் அண்ட் காம்னஸ், பாய்ஸ்னஸ். தட் இஸ் த சைன் ஆஃப் தட் மந்திர ஜப்பா ஃபலம். ஈவன் குண்டலினி சக்தி ஆல்சோ, பீப்புள் ஆர் ஸ்ட்ரகிளிங் டு ரைஸ் த குண்டலினி. குண்டலினி இஸ் நாட் ரைசிங், வாட் டெம்பரேச்சர் இஸ் ரைசிங். Many people, after rising kundalini here, they are not able to withstand for that heat in the body. Why that kundalini rising? Really speaking, if you are pure in your heart, completely, totally, without any dvesha, attachment, raga and all, kundalini automatically it will rise. Automatically it will rise. You need not lift it up. When the person become purer, purer and purer, kundalini automatically it will rise. The sign of kundalini rising is person will get that equanimous mind. No dvesha bhavana at all. And he love everyone. Without these sadhanas, struggling to rise the kundalini, and after rising without purity, and this person will struggle and body starts getting itching also. Without purifying your mind, you try to pull the kundalini to rise, that kundalini shakti will not allow you. You will pain, physical pain, mental pain, torture will be there. That's why many people will face that torture in kundalini rising. I have seen many students coming with complaints. That's why that is not the right method. Purify yourself. Do japa, intense japa, it purifies you. Kundalini automatically it will rise. Why you want to rise kundalini actually? What do you mean by Kundalini rising? The purity, it come to surface. That's all Kundalini Shakti. It is a power, a spring power inside the body-mind complex. It has to rise automatically. You need not struggle for it. That's why religion, mantra, japa, all will take care of that. He never forcefully do all these things. One person walking in the park counting 40 rounds, 50 rounds, never one. Body weight will be reduced, but punyam moksham varadhi. But another person doing in the temple, these are all comes under vows. Don't think as Swamini edo story solranga, cock and bull story. Idella vows da. While moving in the temple, you are not counting. Just you are remembering the Lord and doing japa and doing pradakshana. Vadambukku nalladhi, manasukku nalladhi. Adhe park lo panna tension korayadhu, anxiety korayadhu. But that peace of mind won't come. And your body may reduce, but you will get knee joints pain also afterwards. But pradakshana pannumbodhu, those days our people used to do pradakshanam. Nobody has given a complaint, I have got mutti vali. This is what my analysis, my observation. Our people used to do number of rounds pradakshanams. They never complained, this I am having mutti vali. Have you heard? Now the people who are all walking on the roads in the parks, within few months they are coming with knee joint pains. Again, body orientation. They are all totally God orientation. Simple things. All our rituals, disciplines, all kept with for body sake as well as mind sake. When your mind is not devoted here, this materialistic exercises, they will give only body benefit and by products what demerits also you get it. Therefore, vows are very, very important to purify yourself, to get self-knowledge. This also comes under discipline. So, vichara or tapas is first one, sakshat karanam, upasanani and vratams. What are those vratams? They are going to come. Annam na nindyat, annam na parichakshita, tad vratam. Don't leave annam, don't waste your food, don't complain on the food. All are going to come. Okay. These are the sadhana. Second topic, parampara sadhanani, indirect and direct sadhanas. In the second topic, jnana phalam, Upanishad is going to deal how it presents na. In that previous valli vaisa brahma swarupa lakshanam, direct meaning of that brahman, definition of brahman. Satyam jnanam anantam brahma has given that atma swarupam. Now in this valli, tatastha lakshanam of brahman is going to come. Tatastha lakshanam of brahman. So two topics. First topic sadhana, second topic jnana phalam, over. Now the first topic, how the Upanishad begins here. To assimilate that second chapter, one has to understand that Swarupa Lakshanam. If I am not able to understand the Swarupa Lakshanam, Upanishad is going to present Tatastha Lakshanam. Tatastha Lakshanam. I will explain you what is Tatastha Lakshanam. Bhagavan Ishvara is the cause of this creation. Srishti Sthiti Laya Karanam. Bhagavan is the creator. Bhagavan alone is the sustainer. Bhagavan alone is the destroyer. Layakarta. Brahma, Vishnu, Maheshwara. Ishvara means here Paramatma is the cause for this creation. That is Tatastha Lakshanam of Brahman. Etova imani bhutani jayante, from which Brahman the whole creation has come. It is Tatastha Lakshanam. What is Swarupa Lakshanam? Satyam jnanam anantam brahma. Brahman is that existence, consciousness, infinite principle, visa. That is very abstract to understand, isn't it? What do you mean by satyam, jnanam, puriliyena? Abstract a irukum. What is easy for us to understand? You know that Brahman, who is the cause of this creation, tatastha lakshanam. Cause of this creation is called tatastha lakshanam. Tatastha lakshanam, suppose, for example, I want to direct a person to find out a house. No, one person is asking me, where is that Andhra Mahila Sabhan? A person is asking another person, where is Andhra Mahila Sabhan? How to direct? Andhra Mahila Sabha, you go there, it is there, no, where? No. Where? But he has to give one indication. What is indication? You go further, the left side Palamudri shop will come, opposite to that Palamudri shop, Andhra Mahila Sabha is there. Straight away telling Andhra Mahila Sabha is go front, there is Andhra Mahila Sabha is Swarupa Lakshanam. That person is not able to find out. What? He has to give a clue for that. What is the clue? One Palamudri shop is there, a fruit shop is there, opposite to that there is Andhra Mahila Sabha. Then what he does, he will not search for Andhra Mahila Sabha. He search for what? Fruit shop. And he is gone thinking about fruit shop and what are fruits will be there. And after seeing the fruit shop, he will go inside and take juice also. And drink. He has forgotten what? Andhra Mahila Sabha. Then he goes to that fruit shop and buy some fruits. And later he remembers, why have come here, fruit shop? Andhra Mahila Sabha. Appog napakor. Then immediately you look in opposite side, Andhra Mahila Sabha. What is his aim? Not for going to fruit shop. He can go to the fruit shop, he can eat. But he recognized that, yes, Andhra Mahila Sabha I have reached. That is the address what I have given. That is the clue. That is called Tatastha Lakshanam. Priyar though, after 2 months you come and see there is no fruit shop. Okay, suppose you are coming after 2 months again, Palamudri shop is vacated, you know. Somehow they have changed the address, they want to go to a big place and they have gone. Now you don't search for again, what? Palamudri shop. You know already Andhra Mahila Sabha, where is it? Do you search for Palamudri shop? Ayyo, shop illa, now Andhra Mahila Sabha also gone, you know. Never. You never search for Palamudri shop. Why? That is the only first time that job is over. Similarly, இது புரியறதோ? இது நல்லா புரியறது சுவாமி. அதே மாதிரிதான் பிரம்மன் இஸ் சத்யம். Somebody is asking, what is பிரம்மன்? பிரம்மன் இஸ் சத்யம். What do you mean by சத்யம்? அதுதான் பிரம்மன். ஜெகத்காரணம் பிரம்மா. Which பிரம்மன்? Because of whom the whole creation is emerging out. Oh, then it's easy for me to grasp. Then because of which Brahman the world is sustaining and to whom the world will merge. Now this is called Tatastha Lakshanam. Or Panchakosha Viveka Dwara. Panchakosha Viveka, this student also starting meditation, is going to do tapas. And Annamaya Kosha, yesterday we saw Annamaya Kosha to Pranamaya Kosha to Manomaya Kosha to Vijnanamaya Kosha, like five Palamudri shop. He gives five clues, suppose. Okay. One more shop will be there, and a Xerox shop will be there. Either, you know, five clues he gives. And whatever clue, thandi varumbodhu, finally he come to the exact what place you want. அது மாதிரி இந்த ஆத்மா உணரணும், தெரிஞ்சுக்கணும், அந்த ஆத்ம ஜானம் அடையணும்னா இந்த ஆத்மாக்கு டைரக்டா போக முடியாது. இதெல்லாம் பஞ்சகோஷங்கள் எல்லாம் தாண்டி தான் போக முடியும். அன்னம கோஷம் தாண்டி, மனோமய கோஷம் தாண்டி, விஜயானமய கோஷம் தாண்டி, ஈவன் ஆனந்தமய கோஷம் கூட தாண்டி போகணும். அப்படி போறதுக்காக தான் என்ன பண்ணணும், சடனாக மெடிடேஷன் உட்கார்ந்தா யூ கான்ட் கிராஸ் ஜஸ்ட் லைக் தட். டெல்லி போகணும்னா போக முடியுமா என்ன? டிக்கெட் வாங்கணும், ஸ்டேஷனுக்கு போகணும், ஸ்டேஷனுக்கு போய் ட்ரெயினில் உட்காரணும், உட்கார்ந்ததுக்கப்புறம் எல்லா ப்ரிப்பரேஷன் கூட போகணும், டிஃபனு பாக்ஸ் அதெல்லாம் வச்சுட்டு போகணும். யூ ஹாவ் டு சிட் இன் த ட்ரெயின், யூ ஹாவ் டு ட்ராவல் எ லாங் டைம் அண்ட் சோ மெனி அவர்ஸ் ஜேர்னி யூ ஹாவ் டு டூ. then only you reach there, and after reaching there, again you have to take a vehicle, again you have to travel on the land, and you have to go there and reach the destination. Evvala time aagudhu oru destination poradhukku, evvala time aagudhenna itna preparation pandrom. இந்த ஆத்ம ஜானம் அடையிறதுக்கு ஜெர்னிக்கு எவ்வளோ ப்ரிப்ரேஷன் பண்ணணும்? சும்மாவா வரும்? அதுதான் இசைஸ் ஹியர். சமாதி சகித ஸ்ரவண துவாரா சங்கராச்சாரியா சேஸ், வென்ஸ் இஃப் ஐ எம் நாட் ஏபிள் டு அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் தட் செகண்ட் வல்லி, வாட் இ வாஸ் தேர் இன் த செகண்ட் வல்லன்னு ஹவு மெனி ஆஃப் அஸ் ரிமெம்பர் ரியல்லி ஸ்பீக்கிங்? How many of us remember Brahmananda Valli? Last class, enna Geetava Upanishadane gnapakam illa, enna gnapakam irukum? Therefore, this is not the defect of the teacher, not the defect of the Shastra, it is defect of my own grasping power. Pramatra dosham, not pramana dosham, not dosha in the guru's teaching. Some students say, Swamini, teaching is very, very nice to nowadays, Anna. Class is so nice for me today, Anna. The same teacher, same subject she is teaching. But see, today is so konja theliva irukka Swamini. Very, very theliva irukka. Neenga romba nanna sonninga iniki. Adha enna enna artham Anna? Munnadi class sollaliyo? Paravaale. Oru credit teacher kuda vechukongale. And the day the student mind is available so clearly. That's the artham. That day, my servant came in time and everything already everything is fine in my house. I came with a nice, calm, peaceful mind. And I sit in the class, teaching also, very nice. And that credit we give to whom? Teacher. இன்னைக்கு நல்லா இருக்க கிளாஸ் என்ன? சும்மா கிளாஸ் அதே தான், அதே குரு, அதே சப்ஜெக்ட். ஆனால் எனக்கு மனசு வந்து நிம்மதியாக இருக்க. ஒரு ஒரு நாள் அலைச்சலோடு வருவோம் கிளாஸுக்கு, மனசில் ஒரே குழப்பம், வீட்டில் சண்டை அது இது நடந்து வேலைக்காரி வராமல், அப்படியே கெஸ்ட் வந்து கரெக்டாக லாக் பண்ணும்போது கெஸ்ட் வருவா, இந்த மாதிரி எல்லாம் இருக்கும் போது கிளாஸில் வந்து உட்கார்ந்து எப்படி இருக்கும்? என்னமோ சுவாமி கிளாஸே புரியல எனக்கு. இதுதான் குருவுக்கு தான் எல்லாமே, அதையும் கேட்டுக்கணும், ஓகே இதையும் கேட்டுக்கணும், என்ன பண்ணுறது? So, Pramatra Drosham, not Pramana Dosha, not Guru Dosha, but it is a defect in my grasping. Why the defect? Na? Because sufficient mind control, mind discipline and sense control, intelligence capacity, registering capacity, retention capacity is not sufficient, they are not abundantly there. That's why that person cannot grasp. So therefore, we have to understand, never find fault in Shastra. Never find fault in Shastra or Guru. Just check your mind and intellect. Check your own understanding. There is something I am missing in grasping. So that is called, sadhana. Adhudha tapas. Enquiry ki first irukkara vendi qualification enna? Never doubt the teaching, never doubt the scriptural statements. If I doubt what will happen, I lose Shraddha. Slowly I will lose Shraddha, so what? Slowly I will skip the classes also. Gradually, after few years, slowly I will drop attending the classes. Instead of improving my part, my grasping power, my what you can call mind control, sense control and body discipline, instead of doing this, I don't want to change myself, but I want to find fault in the teaching or in the class. Who is the loser? Teacher is teaching, classes are going on, but I sit at home and see what? William, William. ஆறு கிரிக்கெட் மேட்ச், யாருக்கு நஷ்டம்? யாருக்கு நஷ்டம்? புரியலே புரியலேன்னு சொல்லி எப்பவுமே சொல்லவே கூடாது. இப்பிறவி தப்பினால் எப்பிறவி வாய்க்குமோன்னார். இஃப் ஐ மிஸ் அண்ட் ஸ்கிப் நவ் ஒன் டே ஆர் அதர் யூ ஹாவ் டு ஸ்டடி, எதர் இன் திஸ் ஜென்மா ஆர் நெக்ஸ்ட் ஜென்மா யூ ஹாவ் டு ஸ்டடி. நெக்ஸ்ட் ஜென்மா ஐ கேனாட் கேரண்டி வாட் கம்ஸ். ஓகே, மனுஷ ஜென்மா வருமா வராதுன்னு யாருக்கு தெரியும்? அதனால பெட்டர் டு யூட்டிலைஸ் நவ் இட் செல்ஃப். ஸோ டு எம்ஃபசைஸ் தோஸ் சாதனாஸ் திஸ் சாப்டர் பிகின்ஸ் வில் என்டர் இன் டு த மந்திரான் சாந்தி பாட. ஓம் சகனாபவது சகனௌ புனக்து சஹ வீர்யம் கரவாவஹை தேஜஸ்வினாவதீதமஸ்து மா வித்விஷாவஹை ஓம் சாந்தி 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 ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. Once we come to Vedanta's scriptural study, we may drop some rituals, we may discontinue certain rituals, but we cannot discontinue our Shama, Dama, Uparama, Titiksha, Shraddha, Samadhana. The qualifications we should not drop. Okay, the qualifications means those disciplines we should not drop. Elaborate puja, that japa, parayanam, I can reduce because I am spending time for scriptural study. On the other hand, if I drop them and idle mind is a devil workshop. Okay, after stopping that mantra, japa, tapa and all, what to do now? Spend that time proportionally to scriptural study. If I don't spend this time for scriptural study and the mind will become like a devil workshop, all unwanted negative thoughts will come in the mind. Therefore, I have to see that qualifications every minute I have to improve myself. So for that sake, the student prayer here begins. The student is asking the Lord for on behalf of Guru also. The student himself or herself asking that there are many prayers in this. Each line is one prayer. Om Sahana Bhavatu is one prayer. Sahanau Bhunaktu is one prayer. Sahaviryam Karavavahai, third prayer. Tejasvinavadhitamastu Mavidvishavahai, fourth prayer. Four prayers are there in this mantra. Very, very famous mantra, which is very, very important for every Vedantic student every day. You have to chant this mantra. The student pray for ideal relationship with Guru. First one. Om Sahana Vavatu. In Shastra, what is the relation? When I want to study Shastra, what is the relation I have? Na? Guru-Sishya relation is there. My Guru who is teaching, I am a student who is studying Shishya. There is a Guru-Sishya Sambandha. For family, congenial, healthy family, what relation is there? Wife and husband relation, father and mother relation, child-father relation, child-mother relation for ideal family. Isn't it? Their relation must be a healthy relation. Ideal, healthy relation is required for ideal family. Similarly, ideal relation between the student and the teacher also required for ideal study, scriptural study, healthy study. To take knowledge, to get knowledge, to attain knowledge, I have to maintain a healthy relation with my teacher. My mind has to entertain healthy thoughts about my teacher, about my teacher's teaching. If I entertain such a mind alone, the knowledge will take place. If that mind is not there, teaching will not take place, learning will not take place. The Shishya has to develop Shraddha and Bhakti upon his or her own Guru. This is from student side. The student who is studying Shastra has to develop what? Shraddha. Guru Vedanta Vakyeshu Vishwasaha Shraddha. I have to develop a tremendous devotion towards my teacher. Gurur Brahma, Gurur Vishnu, Gurur Devo Maheshwaraha. My Guru alone is God to me. He alone or she alone is my Brahma, Vishnu, Maheshwara, everything. Anda bhavana irkano. Adida bhakti. First Guru Bhakti, then Guru Vakyeshu Bhakti. Guru Vedanta Vakyeshu. Guru Bhakti is not for only Guru's sake. Guru Bhakti is that, again it has to go to, convert to Guru Vedanta Vakya. Vedanta Vakya, that which Guru is uttering the words. I have to develop Shraddha on them. Bhakti, Shraddha. Faith in that Guru's words, faith in my Guru, faith in my Shastra, what I am studying. Without this, knowledge is not at all possible. That's why you can go to Madras University, you can study the same Upanishad also. They never ask your sadhana chatushtaya sampatti irukka unnakku endha guru class la solla matam. Madras University, academically also you can go and study, you can become a scholar and you can give lectures also. Eloquently you can talk about scriptures and Upanishads. After getting the qualification, they give certificate also. Siromani, and so many, a lot of degrees also they will give. But liberation is not guaranteeing. Liberation is not guaranteed. Moksha varuma varada cholla mudiyadu. Because that teacher is not interested in you, whether you have sadhana chatushtaya sampatti or not. That guru is only interested in what? Na? You have to get certificate, pass in the examination. Over. Ide advaitam. Ide satyam jnanam anantam brahma. You can write yo veda nitam guhayam parameva yoman. Marks. Penna? 60 marks. I know one student. That's why I never conduct exams here. In our parampara, no examination. Self-examination only. You are the examiner to yourself. There are some institutions, they conduct exams. She, my student, she did her exam in Tattva Bodha, correspondence course, examination. She wrote, she got distinction, you know. In Tattva Bodha examination, distinction, first time I heard, people are there to conduct exam in Tattva Bodha Vedanta also. She did and she showed me. Marks also. 9 days. Distinction I got, Swami, because she is studying from me long time. And she wrote exam. Distinction varamla enna varam? Vandhu. Marks varam. But what about life? I didn't see her afterwards. I didn't see her afterwards. And I heard her and she was facing so many problems later, family problems, so and so. Then this is called perversion, diversion. That's why you have to be under Guru guidance. Who asked you to write exam? And the marks, what for marks? Whom to certify? So and so, bearer of this letter is Brahmajnani. Nobody knows who is Brahmajnani. That's why Shraddha, Bhakti and the Guru, one-pointedness, is there. If that Shraddha Bhakti is there, Bhagavan is there to take care of you. You surrender to the Guru. You surrender to Guru Vakyam. You don't look into that Guru's personal life. You don't look in, probe into the personal matters of the Guru. It is not your matter. You have to see only the teaching and my Guru. That's all. Bhagavan is there to take care of you. In your devotion and Shraddha, there should not be any loopholes. From the Guru side, Guru part, compassion and love towards the student. And the Guru has to develop a tremendous compassion on the student and love upon the student. Teach pannanam in the student kanne Guru ku nalla prema irukkanam, karuna irukkanam. Guru ku enna irukkanam student vela? Karuna, prema irukkanam. ஸ்டூடெண்ட்டுக்கு என்ன இருக்கணும்? ஸ்ரத்தா பக்தி இருக்கணும். இந்த நுண்டு இந்த பக்கம் அந்த பக்கம் இருந்த போந்தான் என்ன, ஸ்டூடெண்ட்டுக்கு கம்பேஷனும் லவ்வும் இல்லை, குருவுக்கு எவ்வளோ ஸ்ரத்தா பக்தின்னு சொல்லக்கூடாது. அதுக்கு இதுக்கு அதுக்கு அது போடக்கூடாது, சரியாக போடணும். சிஷ்யனுக்கு வந்து ஸ்ரத்தா பக்தி இருக்கணும், குருவுக்கு வந்து கருணா பிரேம இருக்கணும். அந்த ஸ்டூடெண்ட் ஸ்டூடெண்ட்டுக்கு குரு மேலே இருக்கணும். இந்த நாலு, இந்த பக்கம் ரெண்டு இந்த பக்கம் ரெண்டு ஃபுல்ஃபில் பர்ஃபெக்டாக இருந்தால் இந்த பக்கம் இந்த டீச்சிங் டேக் பிளேஸ், இந்த பக்கம் இந்த லேர்னிங் டேக் பிளேஸ். டீச்சிங் லேர்னிங் போத், டீச்சிங் ஃப்ரம் ஹூம்? டீச்சர். லேர்னிங் ஃப்ரம் ஹூஸ் சைடு? ஸ்டூடெண்ட். இந்த ரெண்டு டீச்சிங் லேர்னிங் வில் டேக் பிளேஸ் பர்ஃபெக்ட்லி, தென் ஓன்லி அகம் பிரம்மாஸ்மி ஜானம் டேக் பிளேஸ். திஸ் இஸ் த டஃபஸ்ட் டாஸ்க். லிசனிங் ஏதோ கேட்கலாம், ஃபேனு கீழே உட்கார்ந்து, லைட் கீழே உட்கார்ந்து ஏதோ போய் உட்காரலாம், நோட்ஸ் எழுதலாம், புக்கு படிக்கலாம், எல்லாம் பண்ணலாம். ஆனாலும் ஞானம் வருமானு சொல்ல முடியாது. ஞானம் வரணும்னா இந்த குவாலிஃபிகேஷன்ஸ் டு பி ஃபுல்ஃபில்ட். தேர் ஃபோர் ஐ ஹாவ் டு சர்வ் மை குரு, ஐ ஹாவ் டு டெவலப் டிவோஷன் டுவர்ட்ஸ் மை குரு அண்ட் சர்வ் டு சாஸ்திரா டு மை குரு அண்ட் லேர்னிங். ஐ ஹாவ் டு புட் எஃபர்ட் டு ஸ்டடி. ஹாஃப் ஆஃப் த டைம் தூங்கக்கூடாது. ஸ்லீப்பிங் ஆர் ஸ்லீப்பி என்ன என்ன புரியும்? அலர்ட்டாக இருக்கணும், விஜிலண்ட், அலர்ட் அண்ட் பக்தி ஸ்ரத்தையோடு இருக்கணும். எப்போ? ஒரு நாளா ரெண்டு நாளா? வருஷ கணக்கில், டிகேட்ஸ் டுகெதர், அன்டில் ஐ கெட் பிரம்ம ஜானம். ஆஃப்டர்வேர்ட்ஸ் ஆஜன்மாந்தம், அன்டில் ஐ கெட் பிரம்ம ஜானம் ஐ ஹாவ் டிவோஷன் அண்ட் ஆல். திஸ் இஸ் ஃபார் லேர்னிங் நாலேஜ். டு கெட் பூர்ணத்வம் ஐ டெவலப் டிவோஷன் ஸ்ரத்தா. ஆஃப்டர் கெட்டிங் பூர்ணத்வம் ஜானம், to show my gratitude. Afterwards also I serve my guru. Ajanmantam trayam sevyam guru ishvara shastram. Guru ki ajanmantam seva pannanu, shastram ki ajanmantam. Ajanmantam anna until death. College studies la appadi kadaiyadu. Once you go to 10th standard, 9th standard teacher pakkam kuda paaka maatam. Once you go to college, you never look to the other teacher. This is the way of school and college studies, but it won't work here. Once a guru is a guru, I lifelong I have to serve the guru, I lifelong I have to worship my guru. அப்படி அந்த அளவுக்கு ஸ்ரத்த இருக்கணும்னுக்கு தான் இந்த ஞானம் வரும். படிச்சுனா மட்டுமே வராது. அதுக்கு தான் இந்த ப்ரேயர். புரியறதா? இந்த ப்ரேயர் எதுக்குன்னா, ஓம் சஹனா பவது. First prayer, one should put forth. The Sishya must have Shraddha Bhakti. This is a functional relationship. Sahana Avatu, that Lord, may He protect both of us. Saha means that Paramatma. That Paramatma, may He protect both of us. Avatu, that meaning is not here. We saw in that Kathopanishad itself, I have explained. Therefore, I am not giving the word to word meaning, just I am giving the brief meaning. This is the prayer number one. Let that Lord may protect both my teacher and me also. Me mattume solla koodadhu, enna guru and our teach pannanume. May you protect my guru also. Second prayer is sahanau bhunaktu. Let us both of us put an effort. மை டீச்சர் ஆல்சோ புட் எஃபர்ட் அண்ட் நல்லா படித்து வீட்டில் ப்ரிப்பேர் பண்ணி கிளாஸுக்கு வரணும். என்ன பண்ணல என்ன ஆகும்? எவ்ரி டீச்சர் ஹேஸ் டு ப்ரிப்பேர் அண்ட் கம் டு த கிளாஸ். அண்ட் ஸ்டூடெண்ட்டோ இப்போ தான் சமையல் முடிச்சுட்டு வந்தா சுவாமினி என்ன சமையல் பண்ண வேண்டாம்னு சொல்லலை. அதர் டைமிங்ஸ் ஆல்சோ படிச்சுட்டு வரணும் கிளாஸுக்கு. போத் ஆஃப் அஸ் மே போத் ஆஃப் அஸ் புட் எஃபர்ட், நெசசரி எஃபர்ட். தென் தேர்ட் ப்ரேயர் இஸ் சஹவீரியம் கரவாவகை தேஜஸ்வினாவதீதமஸ்து. லெட் அஸ் போத் ஆஃப் அவர் எஃபர்ட்ஸ் ஷுட் கல்மினேட் இன் டு தட் அல்டிமேட். ஃபார் வாட் சேக் ஐ ஆம் ஸ்டடியிங், ஃபார் வாட் சேக் மை டீச்சர் இஸ் டீச்சிங், தட் பர்பஸ் மஸ்ட் பி சர்வ்டு. தட் பர்பஸ் கல்மினேஷன் மஸ்ட் பி அட்டைன்ட். தேஜஸ்வினாவதீதமஸ்து, தட் இஸ் த மீனிங். தேர்ட் ப்ரேயர் சஹனாவவது, சஹனோ புனக்து, சஹவீரியம் கரவாவஹே. தேர்ட் பிரேயர் Tejasvinavadhitamastu mavidvishavahai. May both of us not hate each other. Lifelong, may both of us have a congenial, healthy, ideal relation. This is the prayer meaning. O Lord, may you give all these four for me, happen to me. This is being a Brahmana Upanishad. These mantras are in the what order? Na, prose order. Om Shanti Shanti Yonu. Adi Daivikam, Adi Bhautikam, Adhyatmika Tapani to pacify Shanti. Now, with this background, we enter into the first mantra. Just we'll read.
Bhrugur Vai Varunihi. Varunam Pitaram Upasasaram. Adhihi Bhagavo Brahmeti. Tasmat Etat Provacham. Annam Pranam Chakshushrotram Manovachamiti. Annam Pranam Chakshum Shrotra Manovachamiti Tagum Hovacham.
Up to here, the Guru Sishya, the Upanishad is presenting how they are coming together. Bhrugu Maharshi is the Sishya. Varuna is the Maharshi, is the father come Guru. Father as well as Guru also. Varunam Pitaram Upasasara. Bhrugurvai Varunihi. Bhrugu Maharshi, who is known as Varuni, Varunasya Putraha Varuni. Varunam, that Varuna Maharshin, Pitaram, who is his father, Upasasara, he has approached. He has approached and asked what? Adhihi Bhagavo Brahmeti. He is addressing his father. Hey Bhagavan. Hey Dad. Ani chulale. Namma kolandanna hey Dad. Ani chulwa. Hey Bhagavan. Oh my revered father. Please teach me. What? Brahma. Adhihi Bhagavo Brahmeti. Give me the knowledge of Brahman. Brahma, what is Brahman? That knowledge may you impart. With this, the teaching is going to begin. That we'll see in the next class.
Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.